Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. This is a restoration ministry. And it is total restoration. Restoration of the word and restoration of your life. Hallelujah. When you receive the message, your life automatically will also be restored. How many people here need restoration? It's simple, they receive the message. That's all. But let me quickly tell you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Even Peter said it. When you enter water, listen very well to this statement I want to make. When you enter that water, water baptism, and come out, you don't become a new creature. It is not the water that you enter that makes you a new creature. Your life will never change because you enter water. You enter water baptism. I can show you plenty of people that enter water and came out, their life no change. And it is not a mystery. But I can also show you people that enter that water and came out, and their life has never been the same again. So, what happened? What happened is pure and simple. Acts chapter 2. Let me show you there. On the day of Pentecost, amen. Praise the Lord. On the day of Pentecost, Peter stood up to preach. And this is what he began to tell them. And from verse 36, he started preaching from verse 14 to tell those religious Jews what happened to them. And to let them know what happened to them is Jesus. What happened to them that turned the city of Jerusalem upside down is Jesus. They met with Jesus. And what you see happening was from an experience they had with Jesus. And he concluded his sermon in verse 36. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this about who Jesus is, they were pricked in their hearts. That is where I am going. They heard something, and they were pricked in their hearts. Be pricked in their heart. There is another way of saying they felt convicted in their heart. Because what Peter was preaching, he rounded it up by saying, that Jesus you people rejected, that Jesus you crucified, that Jesus that you say is ordinary, this is blasphemous, is claiming this until you killed him. That Jesus, God has made him your Lord. In fact, what he was telling them is that Jesus was your Messiah. That Jesus is who you need and you didn't know it. You killed him. Remember, the sermon here is squeezed to look as if he just spoke for 3 minutes. No, he spoke for more than that too. It's summarized. He spoke to them so much until they felt convicted. Is he who this man is? The Messiah we are waiting for came. And we killed him. We are finished. we are finished. They were pricked in their heart. They were convicted. That's why Brother Abraham preached that message entitled Being Convinced and Concerned. Being convinced and then concerned. First and foremost, you hear the message, you are convinced that what is spoken is the truth. If it is the truth, then you are convicted. Yes, I deserve to die. I am a sinner. I am a sinner. You convict yourself. You are convicted. You have sentenced yourself to hell. And since you don't want to go to hell, then you will be concerned. And it is not concerned. Hallelujah. In verse 37, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, when they were convicted now, men and brethren, what shall we do? What shall we do to escape from the condemnation that is coming upon this wicked world? What shall we do to escape hellfire? What shall we do to escape from the snare of Satan? What shall we do to escape the frustration that we are in now? Because the truth is this. Every frustration we are going through now is because we have cut off from God. Man has cut off from God. I was counseling a young girl in my office this evening. And I was telling her, you are worried about your marriage. You are worried about this. You are feeling frustrated. I say, this same Satan that pushes people to frustration, through that frustration, he will lead you again to take decisions that forever you will regret. That is who he is. Nothing gets better if Satan is your God. Nothing gets better. Nothing gets better. If Satan is the spirit that is leading you. If it is Satan you are depending upon to get wealth. And they tell you, just go here. And when Babalawo is there, he will do something for you. You will get money. He is giving you a solution that will take you deeper, deeper into your frustration. There is nothing Satan will give you for free. Nothing Satan will give you for free. I was discussing with my wife yesterday about a man. I was just, has a beautiful house somewhere around Ekpeta there. He was so rich. A big compound. Big, I'm sure, must be three times the size of this place here. The compound. Swimming pool is there. Playground for children to play is there. Lawn tennis is there. Basketball is, pitch is there. Everything is there. Big mansion. Guest side. This one side. Big place. And then he tarred the road. Beautified the road. Some of you know where I'm talking about. I saw it. Nobody said they say. But the house is empty. At least up to the last time I saw it. The man cannot live there. But the children in the environment, they go there to play there. People go there to play. But the man cannot live there. What happened is that we understand that he used his wife to make that money. So every day the spirit of the woman comes every night. Physically torment, push this one down, break this one down, break this one out. And so the man had to run from the house. Hey! Hallelujah. There is nothing Satan will give you that is ever free. You jump from frying pan to fire. I said this. Hallelujah. There is nothing you receive from Satan that is free, including you so-called men of God. that go to Satan to acquire power so that they will, you'll be doing miracle signs and wonder. Hey, wait, you yourself, you know the condition attached to that power. You yourself, you know the condition attached to that power. Oh, fear, there's more time. Wow. There's nothing. Sister Uncle, you open your leg to get that job, Abi, in the bank, in the oil company. You will continue to keep that leg open to remain in that job. Nothing Satan will give you that is forever. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Only God is a merciful God. And He has given us everything freely, 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 free, 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 free. That is why. So I'll cherish that old rugged cross.
Still my trophy.
Still my trophy. This at last I lay down.
I will cling
to the old rugged. See that verse. If you have any problem, He said that problem is given to you by Satan. And then you are looking for a solution, and somebody directs you to an ungodly place. It's not to Jesus. It is to another man. Who they will tell you, if you meet the man. Anytime you hear, if you meet the man. If you go there. Watch all the women that go to those places to go and get pikin. Go. You go buy the pikin. Hey, another pikin go kill you. From frying pan to fire. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What shall it profit a man? You gain the whole world and you lose your soul. Men and brethren, maybe somebody is asking the same question now. What shall we do? The problem you have, every one of us, the problem we have, whether it is fruit of the womb, late marriage, business frustration, poverty, demon husband, demon wife, sickness or the other, the reason we have that problem is because Satan is our master. See, so many of us, I told that young girl today, amen. I say, I meet people, we do counseling, we see all, manner of cases. And I told her, very few women have come to me that have caught this thing I'm sharing today by the way they live their lives. When the Bible says, amen, if a man's way please the Lord, people don't look at the meaning of that scripture. Christ himself again come and say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall follow. People don't understand that statement. I told you something. Christianity is the sweetest Those of us who we are conquered believers, some of you, we are born into Christian homes. You were brought up in a Christian way. There are some of us that did not have the opportunity you have. So we know what it means. The type of life we were living before, and especially those of us who we are well in the world and we are comfortable. But when you come to Christ, then you see the vanity of those lifestyles. They have no peace. There is no rich man that is not a Christian that has peace. There is no politician that is in power that has peace. There is no wealthy man, none that has peace. Some of us, we were in that estate before we came to Christ. Now in Christ, we don't have anything, but we have peace. We have peace. Praise the Lord. So we begin to sit down and think, the things you are pursuing will not give you peace. So what are you pursuing them for? Hallelujah. We lived it. Christ himself taught us this. Seek ye first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You are instead going to deliverance churches. Fall down, die. Fall down, die. Fall down, die. Fall down, die. Die by fire. Die, die, die by fire. I said it before and I'll continue to say it. If before you receive any answer to your prayer, you must first fast, then there's problem in your relationship with God. Before any answer of any prayer comes to you, you must do some dry fasting. Before God will answer you, you are not in grace. You are not. It is still by your effort. It is still by your effort. Now, did I say you should not fast? Eh? You should fast. Even today, I fasted. I fast regularly. But I'm not fasting so that God will give me my answer. No. I am fasting so that nothing will come between me and God when I will need him. Because I don't know when I will need him. And I need him any moment at all. Any moment. When I call, let nothing hinder it. And the greatest enemy I have, he's not witches and wizards, he's my carnality. He's my carnality. That's why, like Apostle Paul, he said, I put my body under. So that my spirit man can be on top and I can relate with God very easily. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What type of Christianity is this? That you cannot sleep unless you do vigil in the night. Something is wrong. A young girl therefore came to me, a sister, some years back. Every time she come, you know, either so person has problem. So I said, well, let him come and meet you. Every time. She used to be in the children's church. She was in charge of the children's church. And then she will come. And then we... So one day, she entered my office to talk another thing. I said, you that bring other people problem. Why you know they come to me for prayer? Why? He says, sir, no, it's because I don't have any problem. I said, what do you mean? You are 40 something years old. You are not married. You say you don't get problem. He said, He says, marriage is not part of my prayer point. 40 something year old girl. I said, why is it not? He said, I'm a daughter of God now. For every daughter of God, he said, Pastor, you always make this statement that for every daughter of God, there is a son of God somewhere for a husband. And the day that son will come, he will come. I said, so what do you bother yourself about? He said, I bother myself about my relationship with my God. My relationship with my God. That she does not pray for marriage. She said, because marriage is already perfect will of God. She must marry now. I looked at her, and after she made that statement, not quite about a month or so later, she came to tell me one particular young man walked into her office where she worked and has been disturbing her since then. And the brother was in deeper life, and she was giving him condition. Abeg, I don't want anybody that will come and disturb my faith. There is a message I believe. You are from deeper life. You know we go get problem. And the man then asked, say, which church? He told him. The man traced the church and came. And then one day I had to call for somebody. The guy told me, say, this sister, I've been telling her I'm serious. She believes that it is to get her. That's why I am coming to this church. And then told me, he said, even if she refuses to marry me, God has used her to make my eye open. And eventually we wedded them in this church. Praise the Lord. But I'm trying to tell you, before you can come to that estate in your faith, where the whole of your passion is God and God and God and God, it must come out of a revelation. So that you will understand this statement in Matthew chapter 16. And then Apostle, let's read it. Not Apostle, Jesus Christ himself. It's the popular scripture we quote every time, especially we, the evangelists, in this end time message. Now, where Jesus Christ spoke, Matthew chapter 16, and then verse 13, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Go to verse 16. And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus Christ added, because that is the problem that human beings have. The revelation of who Jesus Christ is. Jesus answered and said unto him, verse 17, blessed art thou, that you know that I am Christ, the Son of the living God. Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Upon which rock? The rock of revelation of who Jesus is. He will build his church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail because of a revelation you have. Then verse 19 becomes relevant. And I will give unto thee the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Do you know what the key to the kingdom of heaven is? Praise the Lord. The kingdom of heaven is closed now. The kingdom of heaven is closed. Nobody can enter there. The door to be opened, the key. You must have that key to be able to come into the kingdom. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. When you receive that key, it is then you can bind. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. It is when you have that key, it is then you can bind and loose. It is when you have the key, and you apply the key, and the door is open, it is then you can bind and loose. What is the key that he gave Peter? The key that he gave Peter was why, that was the reason why Jesus Christ, Peter was the one that spoke on the day of Pentecost. So go back to that Acts chapter 2 now. Acts chapter 2, the sermon of Peter on the day of Pentecost was actually the application of that key. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Verse 37. They got convicted and they began to ask now. Now, when they heard this message, like somebody may be hearing now, they were pricked in their heart, convicted, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Number one, amen. Okay, let me read it before I make that comment. Which verse is that? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Verse 41. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day they were added unto them. How many? 3,000. 3,000 that day. They entered the kingdom. 3,000 that day. When he applied the key. What is the key? All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Praise the Lord. What is the key to the kingdom? Number one, after you are convicted. Thank you. That brother must be a pastor. Apostle Paul spoke about godly sorrow that worketh repentance. Praise the Lord. If you know anything, talk him. And tell me to close your mouth. Was I offended? Talk. This is bride assembly. Talk. If I quote scripture, I don't quote and where. Just, you know, stand up and begin to shout it. May they read that. May they hear what they talk. Praise the Lord. We are flowing together. That's the evidence you are flowing with me. See, when a prophet is prophesying, those who have the same gift, they're going to follow him. They're going to follow him in the spirit. They're going to follow him. And so we too, that know Bible, anybody where they talk Bible, we follow him. We follow him. Yes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number one, you must first be pricked in your heart, because Ezekiel 36 tells us the process of conversion. Number one, he will take clean water first and wash you. And it is the water of the word. Correct? Then the next place he will go is your stony heart. The next thing, he will remove the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. You were there stubborn before, what is this, what's wrong? You, this man, don't they criticize. What's wrong with smoking cigarette? What's wrong with having boyfriend? What's wrong? This man, don't they talk? If to say, no be this boy, you know, as I say, take suffer for Lagos, now they take care of me. Now this man, they take care of me. And I'm not going to marry him, I'm going to get a wife, but I love Asha. is because you still have a stony heart. The day the word of God will hammer that heart. That same person that was saying, waiting, waiting, waiting. He will start to cry. Where will I go? Where will I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. Need a friend to help me in the end. Hey, where will I go but to the Lord? And I know many of you too that have had a genuine encounter with Christ. You met with him, but the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, choke you, and you go back to your vomit. But when you will hear again the word of God, because this God is a God of second chance. Hallelujah. It's a God of second chance. And I see you singing, I've wandered far away from God. Now I'm coming home. The path of sin too long I've trod. Now I'm coming home.
Coming home. Oh,
coming home. Coming home, never more to roam.
Open wide,
open wide thine arms of love. Now I'm coming home. Listen, church. I think it's John chapter 20 or so. Jesus Christ called his disciples and breathed into them. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Then he added, whosoever sin you remit on earth is remitted. And whosoever sin you retain shall be retained. And people who interpret scripture by theology, not revelation, and then they have a man that they have appointed by themselves or appoint himself as a reverend father. And then, standing on that scripture, then you will come to him and then you will confess whatever sin you have ever committed. And then, the Holy Father, your spirit, your sin be forgiven. Amen. Hallelujah. No man has the power to forgive your sin. There is only one man that came from heaven. He came from heaven to earth.
Oh,
to show
the way,
oh, yes,
from the earth to the cross,
to the cross,
my death
to pay,
from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sun. Lord, I lift your name on high.
Upon this rock. Upon this rock of who Jesus is. He is the only mediator between God and man. No Saint Jude, no Saint Mary, no mother anywhere. God has no mother. Hallelujah. One man. People don't know him. That's why it's very easy for them to make idol of other men. If you know who Jesus is, then who will you take? Who is Saint Valentine? If you know who Jesus is, Then, who is that man that is saved by grace that will come and then they'll be addressing him as his preeminence? His holy, his lordship. Hey! He is reverend. Reverend doctor. His grace. His holiness. Ah! Upon this rock, I build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. Hallelujah. Peter collared the key, collared the key, he collared the key. Hallelujah. And men and brethren, what shall we do? He said, number one, repent. That is what will change your life. That is where the miracle of conversion begins. It begins with your heart pricked, convicted, and you see the worthlessness of anything else. And you see how worthy this process of salvation is. And you don't want to miss it. Repent after that. Because in Mark chapter 16 and verse 15, go ye into the world and preach the gospel. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Repent, every one of you, and be baptized. Peter says, and be baptized in the name of the Father. Answer me now, and of the Son. In the name of the Holy Ghost. Okay now. Praise the Lord. Upon this rock, if you don't know who Jesus Christ is, you will never know the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. If you don't know who Jesus Christ is, you will never know. Hallelujah. Ah, amen. Okay. And be baptized. In which name? In the name of the Lord Jesus. Because it's a key. It's a key. It's a key. Hallelujah. Because that name, Jesus, is the name of the Father. It's the name of the Son. It's the name of the Holy Ghost. It's the name for your salvation. No other name is given whereby men shall be saved. The Bible says so. And in words, in deeds, whatever you do, Colossians 3:17 said, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. For what? To fulfill John 20. That is where the power to remit sin is. Hallelujah. Whosoever sin you remit. Look at the Bible. How did they remit sin? I should take somebody inside the water. Every sin he has ever committed. Till that day. You enter that water. That sin is remitted. Peter said, repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus for the remission of your sin. And when you do that, then you place yourself for your life to change. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the Holy Ghost is the life changer. It's not the water. Hallelujah. The water positions you because you have repented for that transforming power to come upon you. And you are in Christ, not by water baptism, but by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And that's why some people enter that water and come and they don't receive the Holy Ghost. Because you have not repented, because your heart has not condemned you. And yet you go enter water and God knows the condition of your heart. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And that is the key. That is the key. When in a prophetic, symbolic way, all this came to me as part of my testimony, even today, I reminded God about the symbol of my ministry. And he gave me three symbols of my ministry even before I knew I would come into the ministry. And it was only after I gave my life to Christ and then into this message, years past, that these things began to make sense to me. And it is not empty boast. It is not for you. It is for me. It is to increase my faith to do what I am doing. He gave me three symbols of my ministry. Number one was the flying eagle. Hallelujah. I have it today in my house. I kept it. When I wake up, I came in a position. I will look at it and remind myself that I am an eagle. The next one he gave me was the candle stand, to let me know that I was going to be a light bearer. That through me, darkness will disappear. People will see light. And the next one, the third one, was a key. And the key there, one side was boldly put there, Paris, and another one, London. And I didn't understand all this until God, as time went on, I got to know that He was giving me an international ministry. And today, there are people all over the world that are connected now, that are listening to what I'm saying, and they're giving their lives to Christ. I don't have to travel. I don't have to get visa to travel anywhere. People are watching me now. Now, live. See what technology has done. Satan thought to use internet to finish us. But God is using the same satellite to win His own people. And He has raised a ministry for that. Praise the Lord. And that key is why we apply. There is no entire message in the whole world that baptizes the number of people we baptize in this church every week. Every week. Last year I went to Cameroon. 300 and something people. Last 2 weeks I was in Cameroon again. Over 200 were baptized. From the denominations, they come out and correct the water baptism. If nothing at all, how many people will you use to compare with this Baba Sele? And to assure us that we are traveling on the right path, God told him that is the lifeboat. That is the lifeboat. He said that is the last bus stop. He said, now your eyes have seen my salvation. Now you can die and go. And he came here and corrected his water baptism. And the Lord spoke to him as he was sharing. He said, God now told him, he said, now your bath water is the word. Bath yourself with the word. And in this age, what stands us out from other denominations is the word. It's the word. That God in this age pick all the fragments that were fragmented and given us a full course meal through a man he raised in this age by the name of William Marion Branham. Hallelujah. And we can sing joyfully, God's attributes we are manifested to His bride in this last age. We have got the revelation. Have you caught it?
Original.
authority. Full power.
More temptation in his heart. Gentle day soon be over. Glory, hallelujah, to our Lord.
Who's original?
Hallelujah.
The original.
Who we are.